Bigfoot Collectors Club is returning to your screens this Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on popsylounge.com for BCC's Dark December Clubhouse live stream. Join us from the comfort of your own home as we perform the show for you live with special guest Marcy Jarro, only on popsylounge.com. It's a holiday bash you don't want to miss with music, games, comedy, and of course some high strangeness. Get your tickets at popsylounge.com or click the link in our Instagram bio at Bigfoot Collectors Club, or click the link in the show notes of this episode. Pick up an additional VIP pass for a one-on-one meet and greet session with Marcy, Bryce, Riley, or me, Michael, after the show. BCC's Dark December Clubhouse live stream, only on popsylounge.com this Saturday night, December 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern, only on popsylounge.com. Hey, Club Scouts, it's Michael.
And Bryce.
And Riley.
And we just want to make a quick note at the top of this very special episode of Bigfoot Collectors Club Ghost Quest at the Kellogg House.
Ghost Quest.
We're doing a paranormal investigation this week, and there will be bonus materials up on our YouTube channel at Bigfoot Collectors Club if you want to check that out, and plenty of stuff coming down the pipeline this week, today and Friday on BCC The Other Side. We got a lot of video stuff up there, and we're going to have stuff that did not make it into this episode we'll make for an episode on Friday on BCC The Other Side. So if you like this episode and you want to see more of our experience, check out our YouTube.
You're going to like it.
Cross over to BCC The Other Side. All right, everyone. Enjoy this very special episode with special guest Darcy Staniforth of
Ghost Quest.
Ghost Quest.
The Kellogg House in Orange County.
It's Bigfoot Collectors Club with Bryce, Michael, and story of high strangeness or two. Let's do this.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Bigfoot Collectors Club, the show where we talk to amazing guests about their personal paranormal history and share stories of high strangeness. I'm your host, Michael McMillan. With me always is your other host,
Bryce Johnson,
and our super producer,
Riley Bray.
And if you hear a little something in the atmosphere,
that's me peeing.
Almost was you peeing. We are standing on the grounds of the Heritage Museum of Orange County. We are doing a ghost quest. A little holiday ghost quest at the Kellogg House, an old Victorian house down here in Santa Ana.
Wait, I did it wrong. Can I do it again?
Yes.
Okay.
We are doing a...
Ghost Quest.
Down in Santa Ana. We have a very special guest with us this week. She is going to be our guide for the night. Her name is Darcy Staniforth. And we're super excited. This place was built in the 1800s, I believe, late 1800s, by a man named Hiram Kellogg. It was one of the first Victorian homes. He built one of the first Victorian houses in Santa Ana.
It's like the old Masonic legend, Hiram Abiff.
Yeah, well, there you go. And then he married a few times. He died in the early 20s. And then now it's said that family members, including his late second wife, Helen, who died in... Now, Helen, I'm sorry if I said you were the second wife. I'm doing this off the top of my head.
1963.
So she's been hanging around. So I've already been told that when we walk into the house tonight, you say, hi, Helen, as you come and go.
Not doing that.
No, you need to. That's respect.
Also heard there was a little boy who likes to hang out on the stairs.
That's right. There's a little Victorian boy who lives upstairs, and you have to invite him downstairs to hang out.
I will not be looking towards the stairs.
You're not going to invite him down.
Well, the whole point is to find ghosts.
I was thinking about this. Most people come to a ghost quest, they're like, oh fuck, I'm ready to see some shit, like get it on. Bryce comes to a ghost quest going, okay, keep cool, bring your protective crystal. Shit won't
go
down.
Are you crystalled up right
now? Yeah, I'm crystalled up.
I've got a crystal.
I'm crystalled up.
Yeah.
I'm like, get in here, get out, you know. No ghost activity.
I've got some obsidian.
Oh,
Because it's black and it's protective.
I've got right? amethyst. I asked my daughter, Charlie, I was like, what's a protective gem?
She goes, I was more worried about like my amethyst. Cables.
Yeah. And then she goes, yeah. nerd talk. And I was like, just give me the fucking crystal. She goes, amethyst. I was like, give me the crystal. I gotta go.
So everyone will be excited to know that I took some birthday money that I got last month and I Ooh. Bought us a full Ghost Quest kit. I have some dowsing rods.
Okay.
I have an EMF reader.
Great.
That's in my pocket right now.
Great.
If you want to reach in and take a look at it, Bryce.
Oh,
listen, this isn't my first trip to Hollywood, buddy.
Oh, okay.
EMF reader. I've got a spirit box.
That's
you got to turn it on.
Okay.
All right.
Spirit box.
How do you turn that? Oh,
and
like
we've
that.
Got. Okay. I have a blindfold, and I did have soundproof headphones that I left at home, but Darcy's going to back us up. We can do an Estes method tonight, a little...
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'll be the medium.
Oh, my God. You'd be great. Oh, my God.
Who's the best listener out of the three of us?
Taco. Veggie taco.
I think clearly
Indian
the
food. Indian delivery.
It should be Riley.
Indian delivery.
Oh, I see Darcy walking this way. Now,
yes!
dressed in full Victorian mourning.
She looks
wow.
awesome.
Darcy, we are rolling. Hi, Darcy. Wow. Darcy Staniforth, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad that
you
we finally made
great.
This happen.
We have yes. about 5 minutes before this tour starts.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us and our listeners what the plan is tonight?
Absolutely.
Great.
in 5 minutes.
We're the guests. Guests.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but, well, what's the plan? What are we going
to
do tonight?
Yeah,
so the plan is we are going to connect with the other tour guests. And then we're going to spend our time touring the beautiful Kellogg House
yes.
and learning not just the history of the Kellogg, but also the ghost stories of the Kellogg.
Great.
And Jeez. Then afterwards, we're going to say thank you to all the tour guests, and we are going to send them out the front door, and we're going to stay behind, and we're going to investigate.
Yes, Ghost Quest.
Which is very exciting, because, fun fact for all of you, this will be my first time officially investigating the Kellogg.
No.
Wow.
Because you've been doing this tour at the historic Kellogg Museum for quite some time.
Yeah.
Are you telling us you've never ghost quested here?
I've never ghost quested here.
And you've ghost quested with the best.
Oh,
I have.
Let's just name a few off the top of your head.
Jeez.
Who have you done? Yeah, go for it.
Jim Perry.
Yes.
Amy Bruni.
Former guest.
Wow. Adam Berry.
Yeah.
Future
guests. Some other incredible.
What about Mr. E.L. Tenney? Haven't you ever done anything with John?
We have not investigated or quested together yet.
We haven't quested New Kirks, with
no
Tenney
questing?
Yet either.
No questing with the New Kirks. I mean, spent time with the New Kirks for sure, because we were all
at the Unbinding
together
premiere.
At the Unbinding premiere. And they were on a podcast of mine.
Yes.
But
Darcy, it should be said, is a comedian, a TED talker, a podcaster, a
many
performer,
yes.
a paranormal investigator. The
I
list
just
goes
listened
on
to your
on.
TEDx talk
oh,
and heard
you
on Steve Berg. We've been getting our fill of you. We haven't even come to fourth yet. We need more of you.
I'm glad that you're all still excited. Not
oh, my
like,
God.
Ugh,
no.
More.
Oh, my gosh.
More of this.
And also a Club Scout, right? You're
yes.
a fellow Club Scout. So
yes.
That's great.
Good company
well,
tonight.
I'm paranormally tickled. I'm
great.
Like excited.
Okay, great.
So that's what we're going to do tonight. And it's going to be, and the thing to note for folks is that, and we'll talk more about this later, but this is not a rigged attraction. Like, this is a beautiful historical house.
It is
house.
Very lovely.
But things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And as when you walked in, Michael, you were like, whoa.
Yeah, Spidey sense went off.
Oh,
immediately.
No way, really?
Yeah, it's
wow. okay.
it's a very good energy in the
oh,
house,
nice.
But
yeah.
it is, as Darcy said, it's very electric.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Jim
okay.
Perry, yeah. when he was here, he was like, this is one of the most electric places I've ever been. I'm like,
no way.
So yeah. we're going to have a good time okay. tonight.
Yeah, the hair on the back of my neck stood up almost immediately.
All right. Well, I need
so
to get
good.
My gum and wallet then, because I left that in the car.
Bryce said gum.
Yeah,
yeah gum. G-U-M. All right. Well, we don't want to delay you any
All
longer.
Right.
We're going to tag along with these mics. It's a very special BCC report here at the Kellogg House. Thank you, Darcy, for having us.
Yeah, I'm so
and,
excited we're making this
let's,
happen.
You know, we're kind of playing it by ear tonight, so
right.
we
Ooh,
don't. We have no roadmap for this Ghost Quest, so we'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Going in neutral.
We'll see you all shortly.
Woo!
This amazing house is a Queen Anne Victorian with neoclassical components. This beautiful house was built in 1898 by Hiram Clay Kellogg as a wedding gift to his second wife, Helen Kellogg. It's quite a wedding gift. And if you're wondering what happened to the first wife, I'm gonna talk about that later on the tour. So again, we're gonna go in the house, we're gonna go into that front parlor first. Are we ready to go into the Kellogg? All right, let's head on inside. Follow me. Hi,
Ellen. Hey, Bryce.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
As we see things that actually belong to the Kelloggs, I will point those out to you all so you can make note of them. But for those of you who are fans of antiquing, or the paranormal, or both, because you're here, you know that sometimes when you bring things in, you bring things in, right? It was right around 2014, we had gotten some new clothing in the house, and one of the things we got was this brown hat. And when that hat came in to the house, suddenly in the rear parlor, a tall gentleman with a beard and a three-piece brown suit started appearing with a hat and crossing from one side of the parlor to the other. He didn't interact with anybody. He wasn't bothering anyone. We think he is what is called a residual haunting. So while the house itself is 125 years old, this ship's mast is over 250 years old. So it's a really incredible piece of history. We've got a really active house today. And it was in this room, right by like where you're standing, you're welcome, where Helen was seen looking out on the fountain, right? And all the workers were like, what? Who is that? And Helen has been known to push people out of this room to make, not out the window, just out of the room. Out of the room. Again, no permanent additions to the tour. So these two investigators did not know the level of history that you have all learned so far. And they did not know that story I told you downstairs for sure. And they kept getting two things out of the spirit box that they did not understand. And the two things that kept coming over and over was the name Sybil and the words frying pan. So it was something about that story that kept coming up.
Hey, Club Scouts. This bustling holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, flavorful meals to fuel you on your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you eat well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tackling all your holiday to-dos. Y'all want to treat yourself to high-quality, delicious meals over the holidays? Well, guess what? You can choose from 35-plus chef-crafted meals every week that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. Whether it's calorie-smart, vegan and veggie, protein-plus, and more wholesome options. Cross meal prepping off your list this holiday season with Factor. Skip the meal planning, grocery shopping, chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, and get Factor's fresh, never frozen meals delivered to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. This December, get Factor and enjoy eating well without all the hassle. Head to factormeals.com/bigfoot50 and use code bigfoot50 to get 50% off. That's code bigfoot50 at factormeals.com/bigfoot50 to get 50% off.
We're speaking with Darcy Post Tour for you Club Scouts listening at home, and great job on the tour. Fantastic storyteller.
Thank you.
But one of the darker stories that you shared was an incident involving a frying pan, cast iron skillet, and the matriarch of the house and one of the daughters.
Yeah, her stepdaughter
from the first marriage.
So, Hiram Clay Kellogg was married to a woman named Victoria Schultz, who was the love of his life, and they got pregnant, and she had their daughter, Sybil. And only a few weeks after Sybil was born, Victoria passed away. And I think it might have been something like internal bleeding that wouldn't stop.
Not too uncommon,
right? Yeah. Totally not too uncommon, especially for that time.
God.
And so when Hiram and Helen married a few years later, Helen became stepmother to Sybil. And Helen and Hiram's marriage was considered a marriage of convenience. It's not the way you want your marriage described. Mm-hmm. But it was considered a marriage of convenience. And Sybil was the spitting image of her mother. Like, she looked so much like her mom. And so there was a lot of contention there because Helen knew that she was not the first choice. She wasn't the love of Hiram's life.
Right.
And so they got into a fight one day, Helen and Sybil did, and Helen took a cast iron skillet across Sybil's knees and knocked her down the basement stairs.
Mm.
It's awful. Mm. And part of why I tell that story is because it connects to a paranormal experience upstairs in the house. And so I always make sure, like, I let people know, one, we're going to tell a story that's has violence in it and domestic violence at that, but also that I don't just tell that story for no reason.
Well, for sure. I think, you know? I think trauma is a huge marker of perhaps hauntings or places that are absorbed with energy, you know?
Oh yeah.
Well, what was really funny was when you were telling, when you started telling that story, we were all in the dining room of the house and we heard a bang behind us, a little clank, and it was right behind, I was leaning on the, like on the edge of the doorway that leads into the kitchen. And this was before, like right as you were about to tell this story. And it sounded like, so we all heard it, and there are some like wire instruments hanging on. I don't know what they're for, fanning something?
Yeah, I think they might be, are those maybe rug beaters?
The rug beaters.
Yeah, that's rug beaters.
That's exactly what they are. It almost, I pulled them off the wall and kind of let them, and it almost sounded like maybe something had pulled them away from the wall and let them swing and hit the wall. And then not too long after that, I started hearing footsteps up right above my head, above the kitchen, which was the, we learned was the primary bedroom later.
Yeah.
So there, we had some activity happen, and it was all kind of around the time you were telling this story.
Yeah. And it's interesting because one, that is the most active the house has been on a tour in a while. We've definitely had things happen on tours. Like the clocks have started up on tours and people have seen things and felt things, but you know, I'm in this house so much, I know the sounds in this house. And so like when that sound happened, I was like,
wait, I don't know that.
It
was
sound.
A weird sound.
I don't know. It was a weird sound. And then, and knowing, because like I keep eyes on everyone, I know you were in the kitchen by yourself. And I know that our staff wasn't there either. And then again, with the footsteps, like the house is creaky, but it's not footstep sounding creaky.
And around that time, there were two guys that were in the tour as well. They started, I saw him immediately point the camera up there right before I heard the footsteps.
The footsteps. Mm. 22 other people tonight are all going to go home going, we totally heard footsteps. We heard, and then there was a bang. And then people were saying, like, that is going to change.
People lit up when that stuff was happening.
They did. They were so excited about it.
So it did seem like we had some activity tonight. Now, so here's what I'd like to do. We're, you know, it's getting late into the night here. Remind us, refresh our minds, which are the active spirits that seem to be, let's run down that list, and then we've got some stuff. Let's do a little investigation.
Sure. So the active spirits, we think, we've got three, we think, intelligent spirits in the house, and then some residual hauntings, one we know of for sure. So the three active, what seem to be intelligent spirits in the house are Helen. We don't think Helen left after she passed, because we know for a fact she passed in the house. And remember, the house has moved. So Helen has stayed with the house.
That's why I asked that question, because it's such a great clue as to how, like, sort of quote unquote hauntings move with not just locales like longitude, latitude, but with materials. Like the hauntings came with the wood. And I love how you mentioned this sort of residual haunting, sort of, you know, minor hauntings, they play back as sort of like a playback loop. But it's there's a clue there that this residual energy can be transferred with the furniture, or with the wood, with the beams, with the air.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I have to remember. Like, this is not where the house originally was.
I know.
So
yes,
Helen's
fascinating.
Like, my house.
Right.
And then we think we've got two child spirits, a boy and a girl.
Not part of the family.
Not part of the family. None of the Kellogg children from the first or the second marriage died as children or adolescents.
Do you have any pet theories as to who they might be?
So the interesting thing is the little girl who's shown up in the wedding photos and things like that, we're not, I haven't gotten a lot of info on her, but that little boy, more and more people are like seeing him lately. I had I don't know, a couple months ago, because again, we run the tours all year long. So like a couple months ago, a woman was like, I'm getting the name Nicholas. Right. I don't know. And I'm like, okay, maybe we'll try saying Nicholas. And when I come in the house, I greet Helen, but I also greet, I call them like, hi, little ones. Like, how are you? Yeah. Like, I'm always talking to them too. And then after that, another tour, I had two folks from different tours go, like, all of a sudden, as we were in the dining room, did you see that? Did you see him? Oh my gosh, does he have black hair? And they felt they saw him zipping around up there, and a little boy with black hair. A friend of mine had been, like, again, not on the tour, just walking through the house, and she really connected with him. She's like, he has a great energy. He likes being here. So when she comes and visits the house for events, she brings him little toys. Ugh. So she brought him like a little paper boat. She's brought him like other little toys to like give to him. So he seems
to think maybe like she should bring him like, you know, a Nintendo Switch, not just something a Victorian boy would have to play with.
Victorian toys.
Would you like this? You know, yeah, I'm so done with these Victorian
fucking
toys.
Fucking paper boat.
A stereoscope.
Oh, cool. Wow.
How I really want is an iPhone.
How about some Mario Kart? Roblox.
That's what's on my son's list, a paper boat.
Someone should bring him a Roblox gift card.
Is this where you're going to go, Bryce? You're like, you know what we're doing? We're taking it back. This Christmas, Victorian Christmas.
Oh my God! No, that
you
would not,
that would never
that
fly.
Would not
never,
well.
Never fly.
So Helen, mystery kids mystery that kid. May have come with one of Do the you know, objects that was brought into the house.
Yeah,
it's so okay. Oh, sorry, I slap your knee because it's so funny you say that. I mean, I was like, should I mention? I was like, as you were talking about the mast in the there's a mast from a ship in the house. I was like, I wonder if one of those kid ghost came with that, or like, or one of these residual hauntings came with that, because you said that's probably older than the actual house itself.
It's like over 250 years old.
Yeah,
the house is 125.
That's cool. Yeah, and
the
as we just learned, you know, ghosts can travel.
It's kind of the heart of the house too.
It is so the heart of the house, and that like that. That's one of those things too.
There's some significance
where
there.
Again, I talk about like this is Helen's house. He built this house for her as her wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
But Hiram's stamp is on everything.
Yeah, right.
Everything. You know, it's like, oh, I'm building the house around a ship mast. Oh, we're going to design the dining room after a captain's quarters.
That would be like me designing Dawn's dream home, but Bigfoot everywhere. And she just fucking cannot live
in it. I made
it
for you.
Yeah.
And I made this like, for you. Oh, she would be like, do you not know, like all of like, these Star Wars figures in this other room?
Look
room
how much square footage there is.
The dining room is the shape of a Bigfoot print.
Yeah. Oh, my.
No, what it is, it's a bathtub, but it's like a Bigfoot casting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we sit. You can sit in a seat in the big toe
or
in the heel over here. No. It's trust me, it's very good.
She couldn't
it's very
there.
Good.
And then we've got the hat man that walks around.
Yeah. So there's a residual haunting. Not like the hat man, like you might have all heard, but he came in seemingly with this hat.
Yeah.
People have called it a bowler hat. It's not a bowler hat. But it's like it's a brown, cause bowler is more rounded, but he came in around like 2014 and he is a tall man. He has a 3-piece brown suit on a beard, but he doesn't interact with anybody.
Man,
he doesn't interact. And he will cross from one side of the rear parlor to the other. And he has been seen by staff, different staff. Orville has seen him.
The dog.
The dog. That is our former director, Jamie's amazing purebred bloodhound, who is like the sweetest boy. We love Orville so much. And he's even been seen by outside vendors. I personally don't think anything in the house is malicious. I've never had a
doesn't
bad feel feeling.
That way.
It feels like you said when you came, it feels electric. But it doesn't.
When I first came in, I the first 5 minutes I felt a little queasy in my stomach.
Me
I thought I might have to like step out.
Me
first,
too.
And I was
felt
like,
a little
I thought it was the smell, but then I was like, it was the energy. I felt like it could be energy.
Yeah.
It cooled down, and then I'm very comfortable now.
Good.
Hey, y'all heard about cold turkey? Oh yeah, pretty good for sandwiches, right? But you know what? There's a better way to break your bad habits than cold turkey. Now, I'm not talking about standing out in your front yard in your bathrobe and
juicing up your pineal gland to summon a UFO so a group of alien grays can mind wipe you into breaking your bad habit? No, I'm talking about our sponsor, Fume. They look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong, you know what I mean? So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. You guys, you've heard us talk about this multiple times on the show. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit that you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, which is fun. It gives your fingers a lot to do, very helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while, you know, breaking your habit. Listen, I used to be a bad boy, okay? I put bad in one of my habits, and now with Fume, I can eliminate the bad and be a good boy. Listen, it's more flavorful than you might think. It's very fresh. Think of it as like an herbal tea. If vapor was compared to sticky soda, Fume flavors would compare to a nice, let's say, chamomile tea. Chamomile, if you're Canadian. It's not as sweet, and it's a lot more natural. The device is well weighted, it's perfectly balanced, it's very fun to fidget with, and the real wood and the shape are beautiful. They look like a very smart and sophisticated designer placed something special into the palm of your hand. You gotta try the new Solano Fume. It's made with premium walnut barrel and an onyx-coated mouthpiece that has a slightly softer finish. Start the holidays off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/BCC and getting the Journey Pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use the code BCC to make starting the good habit that much easier. Start the good habit at tryfume.com/BCC to save 10% off the Journey Pack today.
We're so fortunate that when we engage with these things, we have more experiences. Mm-hmm. And like, it's a big deal to have one experience.
Well, yeah. Let's see if we can have
Michael's
tonight.
Chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Right. We have a lot of paranormal toys to play with.
So many toys.
Spirit box, dowsing rods, Essie's method equipment. Let's do this.
Let's do something.
Where should we? Where do you think is the most active room in the house? Now, we had activity in the primary bedroom and upstairs tonight. Should we start there or should...
You know where I think...
Where should we go?
That was interesting. That was just going off.
Or EMF. Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's going.
Our EMF detector is going off right now. Just a little bit. You know where I think we should try, because one of the gentlemen on the tour didn't even want to come in, is in the children's room.
Love it.
I agree. I said we should do an Essie's method session in there.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, yeah. Great.
All right.
Great.
Here we go. Next up.
And then, okay, great.
Hey Club Scouts, it's Michael again interrupting to talk about our sponsor, HelloFresh. HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That is why it is America's number one meal kit. "'Tis the season for giving and gathering," as Charles Dickens once said. And with HelloFresh, it can also be the season of saving. Actually, save money this month. You know you're spending it on a lot of holiday gifts, Christmas presents, Hanukkah presents, just presents, maybe birthday presents for those of you who are getting overshadowed by the holiday season. Save money this month with fresh recipes delivered cheaper than takeout. And with pre-portioned ingredients, you're never going to waste money on excess food. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not being stuck in the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax, kick back, put on the Yule log on your favorite streaming service, and be cozy knowing that dinner is on the way. Listen, I'm a cooking man now. I've told you this. Why do you keep saying, Michael, are you a cooking man? The answer is yes, and it's all thanks to HelloFresh. I cooked HelloFresh for myself last night. I got another order of the onion chicken crunch. It's got this delicious honey mustard dressing, and you put some crunchy onion crumblings on the outside of the chicken breast. I had some green beans. I had some mashed potatoes. It was a wholesome meal, and I made this for well under 40 minutes, okay? I wasn't a cooking man, and now I'm a cooking man, thanks to HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/BCCFree and use code BCCFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BCCFree with code BCCFree. Guys, get on this deal. I can't get grandfathered into this, and I'm the one saying this stuff. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
The following recordings of the BCC Ghost Quest at Kellogg House have been lightly edited for clarity and brevity. They do not, however, alter the events as they occurred. There will be no further commercial interruption.
He's shouting so loud. Okay.
Oh my okay. God. Have you ever done this before, by the way? Riley.
He can't hear
wait,
you.
Hold on. Before you okay. go silent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this before, by the way?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right.
So we'll just
clear your mind, right?
Okay. Yeah.
As I'm gonna steal this from you, just I go neutral. This.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna
be totally, you know.
Yeah. I'm just listening.
Yeah. You have no stake in the game. A little bit away from you have no stake in the game.
All right.
So you can turn that down to a real comfortable volume.
I just want
to
make sure I can't.
Oh yeah, you can't hear us. Okay.
In a
yeah.
child's
right.
room.
Right. Full yeah. Of exactly. All right.
No stress on the dolls part.
All right. He's going right. in. Okay. All right.
So, in case folks, I feel like your listeners know about Esten's method, but
yeah.
Riley is in a blindfold. He has yeah. noise canceling headphones, and my spirit box is feeding right in.
Yeah, great.
So he can't hear us.
That's
and
great.
Bryce had tried to get a, like, he'd gone in. Bryce tried to get a hold of him, and it didn't happen. So we had to tap him.
Yeah, so he can't hear us.
We're going to ask some questions, and we also have some EMF detectors on the floor,
yeah,
too.
And we've got him sort of sifting through the AM
channel. Oh, you know what? I'm
also channel.
Gonna send flight. Radiohead.
Flight.
Flight?
Flight is our first word.
Okay.
So it's already starting to come in.
I'm going to set a tape recorder going to.
All right.
So, okay.
So should we
okay.
begin?
Yeah. Let's begin.
Let's go. Let's do this in a little bit of an organized fashion.
Great.
Bryce, sure. Why don't you ask 2-3 questions, then Darcy, then me.
Blade.
Skunk.
Skunk.
Oh.
Speak.
Now, skunk. Blade, skunk is skunk, interesting, which I'll explain in a little bit.
Okay. Well, I've never done this before, but I think feel like we should start with
military.
Hey, we're coming in here with open hearts and open minds into this space, and I think we want to just sort of ask this house and maybe the energies that exist within it some questions, if that's going to be okay. Seems like we're already getting some stuff from Riley. So I'm going to focus my questions on anybody who might be present. Is there anybody here with us in this house?
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Do you not want us to ask who's in the house right now? Helen, are you here with us? Don't touch them?
That's a good question.
Family.
Family.
Family. Yep. So the family's here tonight?
I liked your question. Helen, are you here with us tonight? Helen. What was her last name?
K. Kellogg Aubin.
Helen Kellogg Aubin. Yes. Wow. Helen, are you here in any form or fashion?
The dead.
The dead are here.
Okay. Spare.
That's a pretty good answer to that question. Okay.
Little ones, are you here with us?
Yeah.
The moonlight.
There was a beautiful moon out tonight. Wow. Helen.
War.
What was that last thing? Say war or door? Or neither.
If it was door, that's where I was headed.
Go with that then, Bryce.
Helen, we had this great tour tonight, but we heard this story about something that happened with you and your stepdaughter, Sybil. I want to focus on that. Maybe reveal some new clues about that incident.
No.
Well, hold on.
I don't know if that's what you want to say.
Speaking.
She's speaking.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I'm seeing it different. Maybe is that event misinterpreted, perhaps?
Yeah, Helen, do we have facts wrong about that story?
Fall.
She did fall. Okay. How did she fall? Is there anything more you want to tell us about that? Was it an accident?
Description.
The description is wrong about the story. Am I telling it wrong, Helen?
Oui,
as in yes, French.
You want to tell us more about that, Helen?
Were you guys fighting, or were you getting along?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I wouldn't either.
Maybe bring your voice down a little, because I think he's trying to. I think he might be able to hear you a little bit. Okay.
Tiny.
Okay.
Speaking of tiny, I like the stories about Helen and the babies. Helen, do you like babies? On the tour tonight, babies are safe.
Mm-hmm.
Were you with the baby when the baby was needed its diaper change? Were you there helping that mom take care of the baby?
Helen, do you want people to know you're a good mother?
That's what I'm getting.
Sin?
Or sing.
Open up.
Sing. Open up. Yep.
I feel like we're all screw ups sometimes. I guess man. What I'm driving at is like, I feel like you're a...
Stop.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think she wants to talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the babies. Let's talk about the things. What are the things that you like about
crystals
in this house?
The crystals? My pendulums? Are you talking about my pendulums that I have?
Yeah, you were just, yeah. I saw that too.
Sailing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We know a lot about sailing.
Wow.
Do you like the stuff about the house that's inspired by the boats and the ships?
You like the ship's mast that Hiram built the house around, Helen?
Yeah.
Over.
Helen, tell us about that mast. Does that mast hold energy?
Good.
All right, yeah. Does that mast hold some energy or some clues as to who those children are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I got that too.
Who are the children that are in this house with you?
At least the boy, anyway.
Who are the children with you in this house?
Is that Nicholas? Somebody told us
eyes.
Eyes.
The children are the eyes of the house. They watch.
Feeling you.
I'm feeling you right now because I have mega chills. I'm not kidding. I just started getting the biggest chills.
Yep.
Hey. You're here, huh? Yeah.
I have so many. Goosebumps coming. Oh, do you like to skip through the house? Are we talking to one of the kids?
The son.
The son. A boy?
So... do you like playing in the house and the toys that are in the house?
Did somebody see you tonight?
Spook.
You like to spook people who come into the house? Who did I hear upstairs walking above us?
Sonny.
When I was in the kitchen. Sonny. Mm. Is that the little boy's name?
Or is that a nickname?
Five.
Five? 5 years old?
Are you 5 years old? How old are you? Is that how old you are? Five? And you can also talk not only into Riley's ears, but into my recorders here. Tape recorder in front of me and into my phone recorder, too.
Yeah. If you have any messages for us, we are recording, too. So,
and if you can light up these toys here.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. You want to light it up?
See if you can light up this toy with all the different colors on it.
Make it go all the way to red.
I'm getting the feeling that you, the
money.
Money.
You want some money?
You want some money?
I have money in my pocket. I could put a dollar down.
Yeah.
Here, you want to hold the camera for
danger.
Me?
Danger.
Danger. Money is danger.
I know.
Oh, I don't have the money with me. Sorry. Oh. My wallet is in my car.
Oh.
Sorry.
Are you trying to pay off the ghost, Michael?
Do you have a nickel or anything you can throw down?
Are you a separate entity than the girl?
Who's the little girl in the house?
Yeah, do you know her?
There's some...
Something's going on. Are one of you playing with Riley's ears right now?
Fat chance.
Fat chance.
Hmm.
Oh, you're making the little meteor light up.
This is it.
Happy?
Yeah, we are.
We're
happy. Are you happy?
Look, it went up to yellow.
Keep playing with that toy. Can you make it go from yellow to red?
Be really happy if we could
that
get it to red.
That would be super cool.
Full.
Yeah, very full. Make it full. All the way full. Because you're getting good with the yellow.
See that it is.
See that it is?
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
What do you get? You get how this works? Can you get close to us? Are you the one that knocked the dog toy off the chair a couple tours ago?
You.
It was me? It wasn't me. I tried to recreate it.
Down.
You want us to go downstairs?
Loiters.
We're not loitering. Are there people? Oh, are you talking about maybe some of the people outside?
Stop. Soon.
Hmm.
Echo.
You know, it's wild, that noise you were hearing, Bryce.
Yeah.
This stuck.
Oh, is that really? Is that right?
Yeah, it's not recording anymore.
That's weird.
Did you stop my tape recorder from recording? And are there people outside? Because Corey's going to go check for us. He's checking out the window. He's not going to go outside, but he's checking out the window. That was Corey's foot kicking something.
I heard a voice downstairs. I just heard a voice coming from downstairs.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah, back down the stairs.
Should we give Riley a little...
Stop.
Is there you want to stop?
Everyone be quiet for a second, please. Sorry. Is someone downstairs? I hear a voice down in the dining room. Is somebody down there?
You will.
I thought I heard someone downstairs.
The man.
The man's downstairs right now. The man with the hat?
File.
All right.
File.
Should I go look downstairs?
Yeah, you want to go look?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we should give Riley a little break here.
Same.
What do you guys think?
Okay.
Oh, Michael, you're brave. What are you... Michael.
Michael is brave.
Michael, don't go.
Says.
Leave us
says.
In the dark. Okay, Michael is going to go look downstairs. Can you say hi to him?
Limit.
You've reached your limit? Or is Riley at his limit?
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah, I'm going to tap.
Okay. So we're going to get Riley out of the Estes method right now.
Yeah. Okay, you can take a break. Did you need one?
That's really true.
I feel like you could use a break, man. That was great.
great, Ryan. Could you hear us at all?
No, that's why I was pushing the headphones on.
Wow.
So Michael is going downstairs because it feels like we can hear someone in the dining room.
Oh, really?
And Corey and Michael both heard a voice. And then Kayla's been seeing stuff out of the corner of her eye.
Whoa.
So.
It's weird, too, when you're in here, it's like a lot of nothing, and then it's like very clear.
Very clear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a lot of sort of garbled.
And then right as the voices started coming,
yeah,
the EMF detector went all the way up to red.
Yeah.
Really?
All the way up
there
to
was
red.
There was some spiking. And then to let you know, there was some sort of a, it did seem at points conversational.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was very interesting. I would love to try.
You want
to
try it?
I do.
Yeah.
Just because.
Okay, so I just shot a video walking through the house, which I'm going to put up on the Patreon so people can watch that video. So, Riley, when you were under, I started hearing like the soft sounds of a voice downstairs, like in the dining room area. I can set this down because I'm not rolling. So I just suddenly started hearing, I heard like voices down there, and I walked down and like, it was my, I had like goose flesh the entire time I was walking through the house. And when I walked down to the dining room, I suddenly heard the floorboards creaking over my head. Huh. And I thought maybe one of you guys had come out here. It was right where the primary bedroom was. So like in the hallway right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then when I came back, I went to sweep through the house and felt like there was somebody behind me the whole time. And then when I came back up here, I was like, well, I should go look in the primary bedroom since I just heard footsteps up there. And I poked in, and I don't think it's going to be on camera, but sort of out of the corner of my eye, I saw like a wisp by the door. Like, it, you know, like a smoke tendril or like a finger, but it was like a little longer, just like peeking out the side of the side of the door towards the back of the classroom room.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think I've got myself worked up because you were saying some stuff. I asked who was downstairs, and you said the man.
The man.
Oh. And that's when I decided like, I'm going to go look.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I thought maybe it was the man who walks around in the hat.
Right.
And as we were getting in that space, I said to you, like, my head, and my head is still feeling, like, really tight in here.
Okay.
Like, it's, like, pressurized.
Okay.
And it's not allergies. But it feels really tight in here. And as you were getting up to go out, the EMF detector shot up, like hit the red. It's very, the house is really active tonight.
And when you said son and Sonny, we were asking about like if the boy was here and what his name was, and you said son, and then you said Sonny.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. It, when you hear it back, it's gonna, like you were
spooky.
You were saying some and Bryce kept trying to talk about the frying pan incident downstairs. You're like, no, stop. That was all every time you tried to
keep getting a lot of stops and like a lot of stuff in the negative of like, don't or stop.
And then when we started talking about the babies and all that stuff, it was we weren't getting any open up, seeing you were saying all that stuff.
What? Well, and right as you got
we're
getting started, you also said the word skunk. And what you all didn't hear tonight, because you were doing recording out back, is when I welcome people in, I give a little spiel about like where to go to the bathroom and two places I asked them to go. I said, or I asked them not to go. I said, not yet, and one not at all. Not yet in the Kellogg, and not at all around the backside of the mag, because we have visitors. We have skunks back there.
Oh, weird. I thought that was a strange word.
Yeah. And I was like, that was interesting that skunk came up. I was like, okay.
Mind the skunks, y'all.
Yeah, mine. Because you will see them on the ground sometimes, and people will just tromp back there.
Should we try this one more time with Bryce in a different room?
I think so.
Do you want to do a
different
room?
And then you can be on the outside of it so you can see.
What room do you want to do, Bryce?
I'll defer. I said democracy. Whatever you guys vote for. But he's getting the keys to Sybil's, right?
He's getting the keys to Sybil's room.
I would say this in there. I say the primary bedroom.
Let's
since,
do it.
Since
we've been getting
let's follow the tendril.
Yeah. For camera's sake, I'm going to ask you to adjust your hat because it's gotten very high and goofy looking.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to the point where I was framing it out of lens because
that's cinema verite, baby.
It's getting higher and higher.
It's a choice.
There's silly hats in life.
I mean, you can put that. Just it was just getting.
Enter the silly hat club.
It started with it like tight to your head, and now it's getting real long.
Okay, here we go. Hi, I'll start. I was just in this room a few minutes ago and felt a presence. Is that presence with us? Is that presence with us now? Was there someone standing in the doorway where Riley is right now? There's some activity in this room. Did you want to bring us?
I think we should go back to AM.
Okay.
Whoa. Bryce, remember, tell Bryce to remember to use his microphone.
Are you hearing that?
That was not me.
Bryce. Riley, roll.
You got to use your microphone.
Thank you. Yeah, good call.
Thank you.
Riley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Lean back.
Okay. I'm turning it up because I can hear you guys just a little bit. Okay, I'm at full blast. Okay.
Okay, so let's start over.
All right.
Why'd you want us in this room?
Who's been walking around in this room?
Was there a reason you wanted us in this room?
Are you the spirit that showed Michael the wispiness? Who's in this room with us? Who's been walking around in here tonight?
We've been hearing a lot of sounds. Feels like the energy's all kind of up in here.
There's just not a lot of words coming.
Just wait.
It's okay. Don't worry about it, Bryce. Just hang back.
Yeah.
Let him come through.
Food.
Food.
Helen, are you in the room with us? Whoever's here with us, can you talk to Bryce through the headphones? And let him know what you want us to know? Can you tell us about the mirror?
I mean, oddly, there's just no... Stop.
Stop talking about the mirror? Stop asking you questions?
Kids.
Kids.
The kids? What about
the kids? Okay, the kids are running around.
Do you like the kids in the house? You like when the babies are in the house?
It's just surprisingly no words.
Are you frustrated that it's Bryce trying to talk to you right now? Did Bryce upset you earlier with his questions? Do you want somebody else to try?
I'm going to stop because I'm just not getting that many words.
Okay.
Maybe we should try to go to FM.
Let's try it. We should swap and let Darcy do it.
Is there somebody other? Hey. Hey. Hi. How are you?
Thanks.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for having us in your home. Is there somebody I'm getting a really tingly energy. Is there somebody?
Is that it?
No, not just that. Why do you want us in this room?
Most.
The most.
Least.
Least. Okay.
Excuse me.
You're excused. Is there somebody on the stairway right now?
Yeah.
Who's on the stairs? Are the kids playing on the stairs?
Somebody's there.
Okay. Who's over there?
Stairs.
Who is it? Somebody that you know on the stairs? Are you on
him?
He's the man. So it's been the man tonight. Is it the man who wears the hat?
Someone.
Someone. You don't know who this man is.
Hmm.
Is this man visit here?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Is there something the man wants to say? I feel like I can feel a presence out here.
Yeah.
Once. Back.
Back.
There.
Once back.
You there. Once back there. The man wants back where?
Silly.
Oh, is this one of the kids being silly?
Bryce.
Okay. What about Bryce?
That's him.
Yep, that's okay. There's Bryce. Do you know who else is here?
Mad at him.
Yeah, you are mad. Was it because of the questions that he was asking you in the other room? Did you not want to talk to Bryce when he was wearing the...
Smack.
Ooh, well, we don't want to smack Bryce. Bryce, you maybe want to apologize?
Yeah, I apologize if I've offended you in any way. Is this Helen? This is a great opportunity to communicate with us, if you can. If there's something you want to say or give new information to the story of this place, now's a great chance to do it.
Would you feel more comfortable talking to us if Bryce left the room?
You can't send me out of this room.
I'm just looking for an answer.
It's them.
It's them. Who's them?
Hmm.
So this is me talking right now. It's weird because all of a sudden a lot of music just started coming through.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Which is weird for AM.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end this pretty soon and we're going to leave tonight. Is there something that you want us all to know after tonight?
Spinning.
Hmm.
Tight.
Spinning tight. Is somebody in danger? Are you talking about how somebody may have passed?
Love.
Okay.
Song.
So we really like music. Spinning, tight, maybe you're dancing?
False spirits.
Okay.
False spirits.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Give up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's telling us that?
Are there more than one person we're communicating with here? Probably trying to get in. Can you tell me about this mirror? Is there a portal in this room?
Spirits.
Is there a doorway?
Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of spirits in this room.
Do spirits come and go?
Spirits. Strong.
Mm. Spirits strong in here.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Okay.
I feel like Darcy could use
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye to you and thank you for talking to us.
That was great. How many times can spirits come up, right?
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
That was, all of a sudden, because like I stopped out and said, like, hey, it's me right now and I'm getting a lot of music.
Yeah.
So it was like little words were happening. And then it was like, it just went to music for a while.
Yeah.
Like it was scanning through music. And then your name came through.
That's true.
Which was like, I was like, heard Bryce. And then the spirits, like, it kept getting, like, stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
Like, so my inflection was, like, I was trying to say it how it was coming through in there.
Right,
We could see you sort of grimacing.
Well, it was weird because, like, and I know it comes through, like, at different levels, mm-hmm. but there would be, like, tones for a while where I was, like, hearing things, but then also, like, and I know I'm sitting on the floor, but like my back was like tightening in like a weird way. And it was like, the noise was like oddly jarring. I know like I'm saying
yeah,
an
no,
Estes
it's
method,
interesting.
But it was a trip.
What I got was like, so there seems to be this
thing where it's like,
did you upset someone?
No. Yeah. Well, Helen may or may not like, I feel like Helen was like, I don't want to talk about that incident.
Yeah.
And whatever happened that night, I don't want to talk about it. And
yeah.
Then, you know, where we were going through in here, she was like, Bryce, mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I was literally like, still kind of upset. Do you not want to talk to Bryce? Would you like Bryce to leave? And you're like, Bryce, mad at him.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And then the spirits thing, where I started asking about the mirror and if this room had significance.
And then
there was a portal or a doorway, and it was like, spirits.
Did false spirits tie into anything?
When we were asking who was here.
Ugh.
Well, I my energies, I feel like things have like died down a little bit.
Yeah.
Should we call it a quest?
I think we should call this a quest.
Call it a quest.
I think we got some good stuff, and we still have to make it from the primary room down to the front door. So you never know what's going to happen. So yes. I'll roll camera while we're moving down there. Maybe we should just carry these mics down. But I want to thank Darcy for the tour tonight. I want to thank Caitlin, Kayla, and Corey, who have been sitting here off mic with us all night. There's definitely something in this house.
Right.
Well, once again, we thank everybody for having us. We thank you guys for listening. We're going to throw up some bonus materials on the Patreon over at BCC. The other side, patreon.com/Bigfoot Collectors Club. Darcy Staniforth, thank you one last time for
welcome.
Having us. Everybody, can you let them know if they want to come, if they're in the SoCal area, where can they book a tour?
Yeah, so on hauntedoc.com, we have under our ghost walks, because that's what we call these. If you go under the ghost walks, we usually try and post our dates a month to a month and a half ahead of time. And so if they go on there and they look under the Kellogg House, and the reason I specify that is because we also have a downtown Santa Ana tour. That is different than this house. But I tell people to do all of our Haunted OC tours. And so we run them all year long. And especially if you're like, I just didn't get enough of my fill during like Halloween season. Mm-hmm. You can come at other parts of the year too. So well, hauntedoc.com.
Highly recommend it. Thanks again. And everyone, we will see you back here next Wednesday with an all new episode. Until then, good night.
And go get regressed.
Ghost Quest signing out.
Ghost Quest.
I just want to add that it's got perception.
Bigfoot Collectors Club is executive produced by Michael McMillan, Riley Bray, and Bryce Johnson. Our show is engineered, produced, and scored by Riley Bray. Our theme song, Come Alone, is by Sun Eaters. Follow them on Spotify. Want more BCC? For exclusive full-length episodes every month and total access to the other side, check out patreon.com/Bigfoot Collectors Club.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.